This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed states, Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem b'simcha, every mitzvah that the Yidden initially accepted upon themselves with joy, kigon mila, like the mitzvah of mila, as it says, Sos onoichi al imrosecho, I rejoice at your word. And Chazal tell us that imrosecho, your word, is referring to the mitzvah of mila. So mila was accepted with joy. So any mitzvah that was initially accepted with joy, adayin oisin oisa v'simcha, they still perform it with joy by making a suda by a bris mila. V'chol mitzvah shekiblu aleim biktato. However, any mitzvah that was initially accepted through arguing, like the Isra Arayis, where it says that Klal Yisrael cried upon hearing the Isra Arayis, as the pasuk says, Boiche lemishpachosav, Boiche, they cried when mishpachosav, their family members, were usher to them. So any mitzvah that was initially accepted with arguing, Adayin oisin oisa biktata, these mitzvahs are still performed with arguments. Deleke kusuba delay romi ba tigra. Because even today, every ksuba and every marriage has arguments and conflict between the partners. And the question is, why did the people specifically complain about the Isra Arayis, the Isra of marrying family members? I once heard a pshat that when the Yidden heard that they would be unable to marry their close relatives, they feared that they would be unable to enjoy a successful and compatible marriage. They felt that the ideal candidate for marriage would be someone who would be almost identical to them in values and in milos and chesroinus. The more alike, the more compatible. And such an extraordinary level of similarity can only be found within the same family. That's why they cried when Arayis became usur. They cried when their mishpachos became prohibited. However, from the fact that the Torah forbids us to marry the most similar to us, this shows us that the Torah's vision of marriage and what an ideal partner is actually one who is not exactly like you. Because when two people are exactly alike, marriage may not necessarily help them grow, because each person may simply reinforce the other's strengths and weaknesses. But when one marries someone who is a little bit different than them, a little bit different than him or her, each person can complement the other and help the other overcome each other's faults, allowing both to grow and become a better version of themselves. We see this idea in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tzeitse by the Parsha of Yifas Toyar, where a Jewish soldier sees among the enemy captives a Yifas Toyar, a beautiful woman who he wants to marry. The Torah allows him to marry her if he first goes through a process of making her undesirable to him. Then, and only then, if he still wants to marry her, he may. Why did the Torah allow him to marry this non-Jewish woman? And Rashi tells us, L'idibra Torah, Ela k'neged Yetzer. The Torah speaks, taking into consideration a man's Yetzer. Shem Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Matira Yisraeno Be'iser. If Hashem would not allow him to marry this Yifas Toyar, he would do it anyway, Be'iser. The Torah recognizes the reality of human desire and therefore allowed it after a certain process. The question arises that in last week's parasha we learned that the soldiers of Klal Yisrael were all tzaddikim because anyone who had Averis was asked to leave the battlefield. So only the tzaddikim remained. Are we saying that such a tzaddik who didn't have any Averis would be the one who would be tempted by the Yifas Toyar? The answer is that Rashi tells us that if the soldier actually marries the Yifas Toyar, bad things will happen. He will end up hating her and have a son who will be a Ben Sarer Mara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that a child can only be punished as a Ben Sarer Mara, only if his parents are identical in their voices, in their appearance, and in their height. So this soldier who sees the Yifas Toyar is seeing someone who seems identical to him. So even a soldier who is a tzaddik, a great tzaddik, would be taken aback upon encountering a woman who looks like him and sounds like him, to the point that he can be convinced that this is the one that Hashem wants him to marry after he's megayah her. Regarding this, the Torah says, no, you got it all wrong. Marrying someone totally like you is not the perfect scenario. A ben sarer mara will come from that. Rather, marrying someone who is somewhat less identical to you so that she can improve your flaws and you can improve hers, a marriage which will enable both of you to grow into greater people. That is the marriage that the Torah wants. And that is the reason that the Torah prohibited marrying close relatives. And that was the mistake made by the soldier who marries the Yafas Tayar. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says, V'yose ti'elecho alasinecho. You should have a shovel with your gear. V'hoya b'shifticha chutz, v'chofartova, v'shafta, v'chisisa te'asecho. So that when one goes to the bathroom, he may cover his waist in order to preserve the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael. The Gemara in Yuma Davayin Hei questions the need for this, since the Yidden in the Midbar ate mun, and the mun was called Lechem HaKeloikel, the light bread, which did not produce any waste. So why would they need a shovel to cover their waist when they ate mun, which did not produce waste? The Gemara answers that it was required for food items that they purchased from passing merchants in the Midbar. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, asks, why did the Gemara have to answer that there was waste from food purchased from merchants? In the Midbar, they ate meat from Karbonei Shlomim that they sacrificed. Why can't the Pasuk of V'yosei Tia L'chol Azinecho be referring to the waste created from eating those Karbonos? Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, just like the mun was spiritual food that contained no wasteful parts, the Karbonos were also divine food, which were completely absorbed by the body, just like the mun. And just like V'yosei Tia L'chol Azinecho was not needed for the mun, so too it was not needed for the Karbonos Shlomim. And the only food that created waste in the Midbar was the food purchased from passing merchants.